to laugh.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. and very excited to be joined this morning by my good friend Lauren Glass, and we're here to talk all about KPB. For those who are familiar, if you've heard KPB around town, that is Keep Pensacola Beautiful. And I wondered if you would share a little bit about the background of KPB and your role this year especially, and just kind of enlighten the community. If someone's never heard of Keep Pensacola Beautiful, what should they know?
Keep Pensacola Beautiful has been around for actually 40 years, maybe a little bit more than 40 years. If you've been in Pensacola for a while, we used to be called Clean and Green, played a good role in some of the Hurricane Ivan cleanup, things like that. Things got a little quiet after that. And then in the last few years, we've come back, made a big comeback, and now we're Keep Pensacola Beautiful. You've probably seen some bumper stickers or magnets around. Our mission is to provide education and resources for sustained community improvement. It's kind of changed a little bit throughout the years, as well as some of our priorities that are handed down through Keep America Beautiful change as well. So we focus on stewardship. We try to give citizens the resources and kind of self-responsibility to help us keep Pensacola beautiful. We can't do it all, and there's always something to do. And we're just here to serve everybody and help clean everything up and keep it better and help in the beautification process as well.
So Keep America Beautiful, that's like, I imagine that's the nationwide.
Yes.
And Keep Pensacola Beautiful, are we a chapter of Keep America Beautiful?
We are. So we're an affiliate, and there's also a Keep Florida Beautiful and multiple. There's a Keep Santa Rosa County Beautiful, I believe, Keep Pensacola Beautiful. There's a lot of us throughout Florida.
I love that. What a like beautiful statement of like, we're here to, like you said, not just to clean up, although that is a big part of it, and we'll talk about that, but also providing the education and the resources. And I know you have some good tips for us that we're going to get to later, too. So tell us, Lauren, because I know you've been volunteering with Keep Pensacola Beautiful for a while now. And so what is your role this year?
I joined the board in 2017 and quickly fell in love with the organization. Easy to do when you have a degree in environmental science.
That helps.
To give back, yeah, of course. And then this year I stepped into the role of the president of the board of directors. So that's been quite an honor. We have an amazing board. The people on our board, we just had a small retreat yesterday, and it was just so amazing to see these people show up early on a Sunday who are so passionate about it. It's just so wonderful.
Isn't that amazing when you have volunteers who are committed to the mission? And because that really is where the magic happens.
Absolutely. We couldn't do it without our volunteers, our employees even, and our board of directors.
Love that. And how many employees are there now at KPB?
There are, I actually couldn't tell you the number. We just hired a few extra people for our clean team, which is a whole nother aspect of Keep Pensacola Beautiful. And then we have a couple, an intern in AmeriCorps Vista. So I want to say maybe 10 employees.
Wow.
Rough estimate.
Which seems to me, that sounds huge. Like
that's huge for
like a lot of people. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's so great. And so what is the clean team?
The clean team is a very small but growing subset of Keep Pensacola Beautiful. You can hire us. It's like a very small team. I think we have like 5 people on it right now. And so say the seafood festival, the trash cans you see are provided by us, and as well as emptying those trash cans and making sure they're not overflowing with trash like you see at a lot of places. We keep those empty for you as best we can and walk around and pick up litter as well.
Wow. Okay. So you're sort of like during an event,
exactly.
You guys are like doing the running upkeep, so it's not just a gigantic mess at the end of everything.
Yes. So you can hire us to do that. It's a small fee. It just helps with, you know, our normal operating costs and helps us fund our programs as well.
Wow, that's very cool. So if people, is that something, like you said, like the seafood festival, like that large scale? Or are you also working with, like, if people are having like a wedding or a party or something?
It can be as large or as small as you need us to be.
Wow.
We have quite a few resources. Like I said, to be able to do something like seafood festival is a big deal and an honor. We love doing that kind of stuff.
That is awesome. And you guys get, like, wear your t-shirts and you have the team.
Yes. You can't miss us. They all have matching shirts that say clean team. There's always a supervisor. If you have a question, you can go ask. Easy to find us as well on our website. If you need to hire us, keeppensacolabeautiful.org.
Love that. I was going to just about to say perfect timing. So keeppensacolabeautiful.org is the place to go to check out really anything we've been talking about.
Yes.
The mission and the part that that we play in the community. So in addition to that clean team, I know what I've seen the most of is like organizing the actual beach cleanups, right? That's a big part of what KPB has done in the past.
That is a big part. And we partner with a few other organizations as well. We collaborate with Ocean Hour to do the big beach cleanups. COVID has obviously messed a lot of that up. Just this past weekend, we did International Coastal Cleanup, but we had to move it from Pensacola Beach to the Bay Bluffs Park. But I think that we picked up, 50 to 100 pounds of trash.
Wow.
Which is kind of unbelievable because there's another group, I apologize, I can't remember their name. They go once a month.
Oh, wow, out to
trash,
the bluffs?
And we still cleaned up that much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you would think, like, I don't know, we grew up, you know, like, don't litter.
Yeah.
It's just not something that you do, and there's fines and there's signs. But, you know, trash happens. That's, I guess, part of life.
Yep, unfortunately so.
And so even with that ongoing cleanup effort from other groups, I know, like, even with, we've met through Pensacola Young Professionals, and, like, we've done park cleanups and different things in the past as well. But there's still so much need.
Never ends, unfortunately. Hopefully that will change with time.
Well, and you know, I was thinking about this, like, before COVID, it seemed like we were in this great movement to get away from single-use plastics, mm-hmm. which I know is such a huge part of the pollution in our ocean. And now it's almost like for safety, you don't want to be reusing. So, like, that resurgence of, you know, packaged in plastic and you throw it away, use it once, throw it away, unfortunately might be competing. So I'm hopeful though that there are more resources. I know I had like some little plastic cutlery, and it was made mostly from cornstarch or something like
that.
Yeah, there's some options.
There's definitely options out there. Bamboo cutlery, it's not always the most cost efficient, unfortunately, but it's definitely, at least it's going to break down in the environment better and not be around for 400 years.
Right, exactly.
Which is not an exaggeration. That is a real fact of how long plastic water bottles and et cetera will last.
It really is just mind-blowing. It's so easy to just grab it, you know.
Of course.
It's right there. It's convenient. Take it and throw it, even if you dispose of it properly, which I know you wanted to talk a little bit about that.
So yeah.
What are some things that we might not know about, especially about recycling, that maybe people need to hear?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of things. I will talk people's ears off about it at events, and I have to stop myself sometimes. But things like pizza boxes, anything that's greasy. Yes, the cardboard seems super recyclable, but if it's greasy, it's not recyclable. And if you do throw something that dirty and kind of soiled, it actually will ruin the entire batch that it's in. And so everything that it was with gets tossed as well. Which is sad, but that's just,
oh no,
it's expensive at the recycling plants to sort these things, so that they have to do what they can do to save costs as well. Another big thing is the plastic shopping bags that you get from Walmart, Publix, all those places. Those cannot go in household recycling. It messes up the machines. Anything that's flimsy plastic like that, Ziploc bags, it's going to tear up the machine and stop all the operations in general, and they're going to have to pull it out. What you can do, Publix and Walmart, you can keep collecting those bags. We all have that funny little corner in our pantry where we throw the plastic bags because we're going to apparently use them one day.
Oh, yeah.
But you can bring those back to Publix, and they'll reuse them a few times. They have a shelf life, but they can be reused a few times.
Okay, so that's what I've seen, like the receptacle outside.
Yes, out front. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you can stick them in there. So that's good to know. So even if it's clean, it's just mm-hmm. by nature of its material, it's going to tear up the machines.
Absolutely, yeah.
Gotcha.
And then the biggest thing is, I think, you know, your plastic water bottles, if you can avoid those, just try to. But those are a big, easy thing to recycle. And glass can be recycled an unlimited amount of times. So if you're a wine drinker like me, that's a lot of glass you can recycle and upcycle. Use it at home for a craft, whatever you want. But glass is definitely, if I had to choose the number one recycling item, please recycle that.
Glass is the one. So if you're not putting anything else in your recycle bin.
Yes, glass, because they can burn it down over and over and over and reuse it.
Good to know. These are such good tips. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., speaking with Lauren Glass, who's president of the board for Keep Pensacola Beautiful. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment, so please stay with us.
Remember when washing machines were made in America and they were solidly built and actually got your clothes clean? Some still are, and some still do. They are made by Speed Queen, and Topps Appliance has them. Speed Queen washing machines and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with a lot of plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Topps Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Elite Services Quality Clean is proud to serve the Pensacola area for the past 30 years. We've cleaned your carpets, scrubbed your tile and grout, and even cleaned your drapes. A thorough cleaning means a healthy living environment. I know that's what you expect for your family because that is what I expect for mine. I'm David Nixon, owner of Elite Services Quality Clean. Make an appointment for a free quote at EliteQualityClean.com or call 453-5544. Remember, it's not clean until it's Elite Services Quality Clean.
Hi, I'm Annalee Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Annalee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tomorrow morning at 10 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Have you applied for disaster assistance? If you have any uninsured losses resulting from Hurricane Sally and you're a resident, you could register for disaster assistance with FEMA and the SBA. FEMA has dispatched its personnel to mobile registration intake centers to answer questions. Once you register with FEMA, you may be referred to SBA. For information, visit BeReadyAlliance.org or DisasterLoanAssistance.SBA.gov for more information on the SBA. The deadline to register is December 1st.
The Pensacola Fiesta Seafood Festival, the Pensacola Opera, and the Interstate Fair. We're local. We live here, too. And we hope to see you soon. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Thanks for hanging out with me on this beautiful Monday morning. I'm speaking with Lauren Glass, who is president of the board for our local Keep Pensacola Beautiful. We've been talking about different tips and tricks for maximizing your recycling. And we have a listener calling in, Bruce from Gulf Breeze. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Good morning, Ruthie. Thanks a lot. Like the Here Come the Suns by the Beatles. Keep the Beatle music coming. Just a comment about recycling. So I'm an avid, you know, home recycler. I wanted to make a comment about glass and a comment with respect to the comments that were made by your guest. So I always recycle glass. However, when Santa Rosa County reinvigorated their recycling program earlier this year, and of course they focused on cardboard, plastic bottles, and cans, aluminum cans, those sorts of things, they didn't mention glass at all. And I actually called them, and you actually had, not you per se, it might have been on Andrew's show, had a representative from Santa Rosa County talking about recycling, and I actually called in as well to the show about recycling glass because I thought that was missing from their list of preferred items. And Santa Rosa County, when they reinvigorated their recycling program, they indicated no to glass and their concern was glass can break once you put it in the recycling containers and whatnot, and then that poisons, my words, poisons the rest of the items in that container of recyclables. So they discourage recycling glass. I just wanted to make that comment because that seemed to be 180 out from the comment that your guest made.
Well, thank you so much for mentioning that, Bruce. That is good to know that if Santa Rosa County revamped and said maybe don't include, I don't know if they mentioned it, but if the glass isn't broken, or Lauren, would you like to weigh in on that?
Yeah, Bruce, you actually made a good point. I'm really glad that you mentioned this because I didn't even think about it, but there has been, and I'm not, unfortunately, not completely up to date with what the protocol is now, and I'm more familiar with Escambia County than Santa Rosa, but there has been chatter over the last maybe year and a half that the cost of recycling glass is a bit higher, and sometimes they do change their policies here and there, so that is definitely worth calling your local plant or whoever you can contact to find out if you can recycle that or not. And I have also heard that you can keep your glass aside, kind of like I said to do with the plastic bags. And I think I've heard that Everman's will take your glass as well. Don't quote me on that. That might be outdated. But I think there are places that you can take glass as well if Santa Rosa County's not collecting that now. So I'm really glad that you brought that up.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Like I said, they were more concerned about glass, you know, glass bottles, whatever which glass containers actually breaking and then, poisoning the whole container of recyclables because it becomes difficult, I guess, to take out the broken glass and all that sort of thing. So,
yeah, and I'm sure it's actually a risk to the sorters, too.
Yeah. Well, and thank you, Bruce. Thank you for giving us a call. We appreciate it.
Yep. You have a great week. Bye-bye.
You too. That is a great point that, and I think good reminder, like check in, go make sure, I'm sure, on ECUA's website or wherever locally in Santa Rosa that you can call. I guess I would also say be careful. Like even if glass is acceptable, just make sure you're being gentle.
Yeah, don't just toss a wine bottle in there because you do hear it. I've heard beer bottles, wine bottles, everything break. I'm like, whoopsie.
Whoops, my bad. Yeah, I didn't think about that it could, like you said, I like that word poison.
That is, yeah.
Kind of just ruins the whole thing. Like you said, even with like the greasy pizza box, like things that you think, oh, this is fine. But really, it's going to cause some problems later on. So if you're trying to do the right thing, you're going through the work to sort your recycling out anyway, good to know so that it's not wasted effort.
Yeah.
I love that. And so, Lauren, I want to talk a little bit about some of the other like programs and the events that Keep Pensacola Beautiful has coming up. So what else is going on in the KPB world?
Gosh, where do I begin? But right, November is actually America Recycles Month. So we are doing a special, I don't know if I'd call it a promotion really, but we are accepting solo cups, cigarette butts if you find them. I know no one wants to pick those up, especially not in COVID, but if you feel so inclined, as well as Yankee candles. Those are something that we found are tough to recycle items, especially the Yankee candles, but that's a lot of glass. Again, back to the glass. But go ahead and bring that to our office. We're on Palafox Street, North Palafox. We're so happy to take all that for you. That's our big November kind of deal that we're doing. And then we have a few other things going on. We have a new program called Keeping Up Carver. Carver Community Center is the local center up in Century. It's kind of the heart of Century. They are actually the most utilized community center in Escambia County, but the most underfunded. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not a good combination.
No, it's not. And because of that, the building is suffering, and they need our help. So we started that back in September and October, and we just kept finding more and more things to do. In addition to just painting. So we invite everyone to come out, sign up for us so we can, keep the numbers and know what's going on for COVID reasons. But if you want to check us out on Facebook as well, Keep Pensacola Beautiful, you can see our events. But this Saturday at 9 a.m., we're having another Keeping Up Carver Day. Simple things. You get a free t-shirt and a reusable water bottle. And you can help us paint and all kinds of, like I said, simple tasks. And we'd love to have everyone come out there.
Very good. So you're asking people to sign up, and I know y'all are great on Facebook, very active. Mm-hmm. And so so just check out Keep Pensacola Beautiful on Facebook. Let them know that you want to come. What a great way to give back and something, you know, outside of the ordinary. I know a lot of us don't just like stop by Century
exactly
in our like downtown lives or, you know, wherever we might be. So I love that that's the focus now. Most utilized and underfunded. That just sounds like a perfect recipe for some service.
It really is. It's a wonderful place. I went back in October to help out and just fell in love with the story and the people. I worked alongside the director. It's just a great, great spot.
I love that. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. We're going to take one more quick break and we'll be right back.
With everything you've been through this year, could your family use a little getaway in the sand and the sun? Casa de Luna has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms, covering over 5,000 square feet in the house, plus another 1,600 square feet of wraparound covered porches. So social distancing won't be a problem in this house. The main living area at Casa de Luna is on the sand level, while bedrooms and bathrooms are spread between sand level and upstairs. There's also a big gaming porch waiting for you with a pool table, foosball, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. When you're ready for some exercise, bicycles are even provided for you at Casa de Luna. And when you get back from your ride, take a dip in the swimming pool, which can be heated during cooler weather. Or just sit and enjoy the beautiful water views. It's convenient, too, just minutes away from just about anywhere you might want to go on Pensacola Beach. Find out more by calling Casa de Luna owner Tim at 791-6400. That's 791-6400. 791-6400.
Don't make a costly mistake when selecting a new air conditioning system. Allow Energy Savers of Florida the chance to show you the value and comfort they can bring to you. What you pay for your next system isn't necessarily what it will cost. Don't suffer buyer's remorse when a repair bill arrives during your warranty period. Energy Savers features Coleman Heating and Air Systems, a name known for rugged reliability, 10 years parts, labor, and refrigerant. No out-of-pocket repair costs for 10 full years. Energy Savers of Florida, 850-983-6688.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents our 7th annual Pensacola Christmas Concert, featuring favorite holiday music performed by local choirs, orchestras, singers, and musicians. If you are a local performer or music group, we'd like to include you. Submissions must be broadcast quality and in digital format sent to us by Friday, December 4th. For more information, visit our website at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Lauren Glass, who is the president of the board for Keep Pensacola Beautiful. And we have covered a lot in this half hour, Lauren. So many good tips.
Yes.
And I want to make sure everyone knows if they are looking to get in touch or looking to volunteer, like Keeping Up Carver, like we talked about up in Century, is the best place for them to go to the website?
Absolutely. We have everything listed there. It's really easy to navigate. KeepPensacolaBeautiful.org, as well as our Facebook and an Instagram. So there's tons of ways for you to get involved and to follow us and see what's going on.